Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. It features a word we rarely come across but represents a legacy that's hard to escape. Look up the name Onesimus in the dictionary and you'll see it means useful, helpful, or profitable. Look it up in the Bible and according to St. Paul, it means slave. In fact, this was a common name for slaves in his day. In other words, many people were considered commodities. The dictionary tells us a commodity is also a raw material that can be bought or sold. That seems antithetical to the unique nature of our human spirit, which, through our Creator, was meant to be one of a kind. But thanks to humanity's attraction to vanity and our jealousy for power, we've always found ways to enslave uncommon spirits in a common cage. As this Sunday's first reading implies, from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 9, this keeps those of us who like assigning people to this world's boxes from rising to our own true nature and recognizing humanity's divine source. Quote, "For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. And scarce do we guess the things on earth, and what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or who ever knew your counsel except you had given wisdom, and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight." Unquote. Unfortunately, commoditization is attractive to us because it makes everything understandable. We tend to hate the beauty in God's mystery, and our discomfort with it can turn evil if we turn it toward fellow unique souls, so we can commoditize them for our own comfort. That commoditization in itself is a form of slavery, and why Paul wanted his friend Philemon to renounce it in the case of his runaway slave Onesimus, and make of him instead something more. "More than a slave, a brother," Paul writes, "beloved especially to me, but even more so to you as a man and in the Lord. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me." That's from his letter to Philemon. Gospels prove Jesus wanted to free us from slavery to this world's definitions. He knew that our tendency to see others as commodities rather than loved ones can lead us to turning even loved ones into slaves. In this way, Mommy and Daddy are loved for their usefulness to us, rather than as partners in the uncommon love of God. That's appropriate while we're children, learning the differences between right and wrong, but eventually role-playing by the world's rules can limit our ability to see God in others. Maybe that's what Jesus meant by telling us to hate father and mother. By hating the commoditization of those roles and freeing the Holy Spirit associated with them, they're no longer our possessions, but part of us. Quote, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." That's from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 33, which we read this Sunday. Many of us are pack rats when it comes to boxes. How many of them do we store in our life's basement, hoping that someday what we loaded into them long ago will eventually be of value? Maybe we'd all be better off relegating those boxes to this world's landfills and releasing ourselves to the friendship of God's uncontainable and indefinable Holy Spirit. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.